visiting with Abe Zeller. He's the head basketball coach at Roanoke Benson as we travel to Woodford County. And let's talk about some heartbreak here, man. A team that finished 36-1 in boys basketball. They played on a Tuesday night at Illinois State University's Red Bird Arena, March the 10th. They went a knockdown, drag-out game over Chicago Finger, 45-43. Town going crazy. They're going to the state tournament. But lo and behold, that's when the COVID-19 pandemic broke out. And 3 days later, you think you're going to tip off for a state tournament game, Coach Abe Zeller, and you find out the state tournament has been canceled. I cannot imagine the whirlwind of emotions that were going down at that time. So can you give us kind of a feel of those 3 days and dealing with all that and, you know, the emotion and the heartache and all of that stuff? Man, it had to be tough.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously Tuesday night, the game against Finger was an unbelievable game and put us to Peoria for the state tournament, and things were going great, and there was excitement. The community was unbelievable as far as the crowd we had there at ISU, and we expected that same crowd, if not more of a crowd, even at Peoria. So the send-off was a little bit it started really, I guess, that Thursday when we were leaving for our practice. We found out that morning before we even left school that they had decided at that point to limit how many people would be able to watch the game. So you already had just, you know, players not knowing, would I just be my parents, would my grandparents be able to come watch, or even would my wife and kids be able to come support myself or other coaches' families. But so that kind of made it a little bit different to start with, but we were just excited to be able to still have a chance to play for a state championship. And as Thursday rolled along, you had your practice at Carver Arena and your photography, your photos taken and all that. We thought this was maybe still going to happen. And then unfortunately at 6 o'clock when all the coaches and ADs met and administration met with Kirk Gibson and Craig Anderson, the IHSA, that was when we were told that unfortunately they were going to have to pull the plug, and the NCAA tournament had already canceled before that. So it wasn't a complete shocker, but definitely very, very disappointing, especially for my guys and my seniors, along with all other, you know, seven teams there of 1A and 2A who are feeling the same disappointment for having their dreams in a way taken away from them for a chance for a state championship.
So what does the coach say to the kids when he finally gets the word and he has to kind of, you know, get those young men together and say, boys, I know this is a dream for you to play at the state tournament, but they just told me they're not going to have the state tournament. What was can you just kind of explain kind of that? It had to be such a surreal vibe explaining that to the kids.
Yeah, I you know, with how fast social media goes and gets you news, as soon as the IHSA told us the news and they kind of, you know, dismissed us from the meeting, I ran about as fast as I could to get back to the Pierre Marquette, which wasn't too far away, and gathered my guys together because I wanted to be the one to tell them personally before they saw it on social media or even had a friend or family member tell them. So we brought them into my hotel room, and they obviously probably as they were being huddled in, who knows, maybe they were already thinking about it, but we, you know, I just told them the devastating news, but also that with that news that we had it pretty good. I mean, we had had a great run, a great journey, and to have the situation, to be able to, the experience of winning at ISU on a great, you know, college arena in front of a huge crowd was such a great experience. I didn't want them to make it think like it was that we had had it too bad. I mean, it was obviously really bad, but I wanted to try to make them look at it in a positive ways and think of all the good things that we've had to be able to accomplish and just how lucky we are, especially compared to other people. So I was trying, that's what I tried to to get across to them. And even though I know it's hard for even hard for me as a 39-year-old coach to think it through, but just trying to push that. There's a lot of things out there that are a lot worse than not being able to play for a state championship, even though that is a pretty big deal, especially to a high school kid who's only going to get that one shot, especially if they were a senior. So
yeah, and I guess that's the thing I look at, you know, the remarkable year you had. So I think 36-1, and I know you had been ranked number one during the season in the rankings. So you were really putting something special together, and I think that the school, the program had two previous state appearances, I believe, in the 70s and the 80s, but they didn't get to the so-called trophy round in the Final Four, so you know you were going to bring home a trophy. And I asked the IHSA, it's weird, because I asked them, I remember after the announcement when the winter sports season was canceled, ending the boys basketball state tournament series for 1A through 4A. So, you know, when you look in the record book, you know, in 2020, well, who's the state champs? Well, there is one. COVID-19 was the state champs in 2020.
That's right, yeah.
But you know, it's weird because you got to the trophy round, though. Have they indicated, do you get state medals or anything like that? Do you know?
They I think everything's a little bit on pause, but Kurt Gibson did say to all of us that you would be honored with a trophy of some sort, whether it said state finalist, Final Four, or, you know, I think that's something the IHSA is going to have to make a decision on whenever that is. But there's no doubt, I think every school that was down there, all 4-1A and all 4-2A, will be receiving a state trophy along with, I would think, medals. I don't know if medals were actually talked about, but there's no doubt they're going to want to try to make all those teams feel like they did, which they did. I mean, all those teams thought they probably had a shot at it, and now in all four regions of the state for 1A, 2A, and I guess 3A, 4A would have even more teams that are going to be able to say that they thought they could win a state championship. I know my guys in our community definitely believe that, but I'm sure Gorville and Aurora Christian and Madison would all be able to say the same thing, and rightfully so. All four teams were down there for the reason because they were good enough to get there and all had a shot to win it. So I guess in each region of the state, they're going to be claiming, I'm sure, that they were state champs, and that there's really no argument you can have on that.
Well, you know, we ask your interaction with the kids after you got the news. How did you take it when you, I mean, as you saw kind of the developments of that week with, you know, these conference tournaments and the professional leagues and then the NCAA, I assume you kind of knew it was probably coming, but how did you handle it all? I mean, this is a coach, as you mentioned, 12 years, I think you're two wins shy of 200, and you say, man, I grinded my team and we won some tough games, and I'm going to go to state. I'm going to coach my team at state. And they said, Zeller, no, you're not. COVID-19 is going to cancel the state tournament. How'd you deal with it all?
Well, I mean, just like every player, I mean, the reason why most coaches coach is because they played the game, probably not all, but most did, and you love the game. I mean, the game of basketball has a rich history in my family with my uncles and cousins who are also coaches on the Meath side. So I always wanted to make it to state as a player, and you always then as a coach every season think about what you can do for postseason. I don't know if every year you think about state, but you think about winning regionals, sessionals, and giving yourself a chance, because no matter what, however good you are, there is a little bit of luck each year of how you get there. So I definitely was, in a way, a dream come true, just like it is for my guys to have a chance to go play for state, because you don't know how many years, how many opportunities in a coaching career that you're going to have to do that. And whether or not I'll ever have another chance is up, you know, we'll find that out. But so no doubt, it was super hard for me too. But I tried to, you know, my guys were my first priority. I wanted to try to be as stable as I could and not be a complainer. I don't know. I probably said it. The old saying, it is what it is. I don't know how many times to my guys, and that we might not understand it or know why this is happening, why it's, but that you just got to know that, you know, God is in control, and why this is you just don't know. And so just to have that mindset that, you know, life throws us curveballs all the time. Adversity hits. We talk about in sports, the journey of a season, basketball especially being as long as it is, you're going to have adversity hit in different ways. You're going to have ups and downs and, you know, of a season. And this journey, this season was a great journey that we were, you know, almost to the top of the mountain. And you could even maybe say we were on top of the mountain. We just hadn't stabbed that flagpole into the top or whatever to celebrate being up top, but we had at least made it there. So there's some, for me, when I reflected, one thing I kind of thought about is how much, you know, every season a coach puts in so much energy and effort and focus into the season and grind, like you said, grinding away and trying to find ways to get it done, to keep your team focused, to put the best product out there and have the best game plan that you can have. But I at least was able to get there. If you were, if I was a baseball coach and I thought I had a chance, I had a team to go to state, and if I was, you know, not the IHSA has closed the door yet, and we're all hopeful that they won't close the door for spring sports, but if I had this team in the baseball sport and I didn't even have a chance to see what we could make of it, that to me would almost be more devastating. That would be a harder pill for me at least to swallow, because I wouldn't even had a chance to get my guys, you know, to have that journey even be started or have that journey even happen. I mean, we can still say we won it at ISU against a very good Chicago Finger team, and ending the season like that, it isn't a bad way to end. Obviously, it's not the way we'd want it to end, and if I could have changed it, I would have loved to have the chance to play both Friday and Saturday down at state, but since we weren't able to, I can at least reflect on all 37 games and have a lot of good memories where all spring sports, whether it's baseball, softball, track and field, girls soccer, those teams, those coaches, those players, those seniors might not even get that shot. So my prayer is that somehow this is able to be lifted by May 1st, the school closings and sports being closed, and see what type of season we can make of this spring. But whether or not that will happen or not, time will tell. So,
all right. I guess my final point here in this, you know, I see your enrollment by IHSA definition, 167 students at Roanoke Benson, home of the Rockets in Woodford County, right? All right. So I know, doing this job, covering small school sports for 30 years. What do they say about small school sports, right? It is small school sports is community, as they say, right? So it's this overlap that we're all in this together. So you know when you have these magical runs, postseason runs in small town America. I don't care whatever part of the state you're in. If you're itty bitty school with 167 kids like Roanoke Benson, you know, they're giving free haircuts out. They're going, you know, whatever the local business is,
right?
The grain elevator, man. You know, they're all into it. So then, you know, the rug is pulled out from underneath them too. How did the community react in all this? Because you don't get to state every year, especially schools 167. You just don't go to state every
right.
year. So what was the? I mean, that had to be a crushing blow for them too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was, like I said, there was a, you know, the amount of texts and emails, or just seeing people around before, I guess, the social distancing really hit. Even the welcoming back on Friday morning, people lined up all along Main Street, all along. The entire fire trucks waiting for us as we were coming into town. The community of Roanoke and Benson has been so supportive. You know, even our sectional games were at Danville. That was a two-hour drive to Danville, and we had enormous crowds there. Crowds that even the AD at Schwarman, who didn't know much about Roanoke Benson, thought we were a school of, you know, 300 or 290, whatever the cutoff is at 1A. He thought we were about as big as you can be for 1A because of the support we did have. So Ronald Benson's community is a great, great community that cares about kids and their sports and whatnot. So it was a hard hit for everyone. But again, it was the, if you want to say, the farthest Ronald Benson's ever got as far as the Final Four, even though there were some really, really good teams that Ronald Benson had back in the Dick Brewer days and the Roger Wiseman days when they were, both those guys were coaching. But, you know, it happened to be one class or two class system and the road was a little harder, for some of those. But, there's something the community and I will never forget. And again, even though I know you, like you just said, it could be our, maybe it is my one shot or our one shot that at least in my time of here is my career. But the hope now is that there's a lot of kids. You know, I got a sixth grade son and a fifth grade girl and a 4 year old son. And even them during this COVID time going outside and thinking like they're playing for a state championship. And hopefully that's the thing, that there are kids around our community that are now saw this journey that we had this year and they want to be the next ones to do it. And sometimes that's how it can trickle down is, you know, you have some success, you see how that can be and you want to be the next ones to do it. So that would be what I hope happens to the future of Rocket basketball.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Abe Zeller, you're handling this thing like a champ, because if I was a parent and I had a kid playing for Roanoke Benson and he wasn't able to play in the state tournament, I'd be madder than a hornet still, I think. So you guys are handling it like true gentlemen there. And I know a tough situation. And, man, that's the one thing you can look back on in 2020 and say, I remember when. And you can say, well, what do you remember? Well, you can say, well, I was coaching this basketball team in 2020 when you're in the Roanoke barbershop 40 years down the road, and I was coaching that team in 2020, and there was this COVID-19 and we couldn't play in the state tournaments. So there's always at least a story you can tell about these things. But we appreciate the observation, and congratulations on a truly great run with your ball club this year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No doubt there'll be a lot of reflecting over the years on what COVID-19 brought. History is being made, so thank you for the opportunity to talk here a little bit.
Abe Zeller, head basketball coach at Roanoke Benson.